The planning is underway for a new home for the Calgary Flames in the not-so-distant future. Well, more accurately, a new multi-purpose facility capable of housing professional arena sports, major concerts, trade shows, and conventions, and becoming the hub of dining and entertainment in Calgary. Since October of 1983, the very distinctive profile of the Saddle Dome has been part of the skyline of Calgary, playing host to the NHL's Calgary Flames, and just over 4 years later, the 88 Winter Olympics. Calgary's premier entertainment venue has welcomed thousands of concerts, thousands of public events, major junior hockey, minor pro basketball, professional lacrosse, rodeos, monster truck rallies, on and on that list goes. Safe to say that almost every Calgarian has visited the Dome for one reason or another. A logical starting point for our journey today is asking the question, why? Why does Calgary need a new arena? The Dome has only been in use for 27 years. There are older buildings in the National Hockey League. Sight lines are excellent. Recent upgrades to the scoreboard and additions of ribbon boards have modernized the fan experience. So why now? A good question, and one we will ask Flames President Ken King when we sit down for the first real in-depth interview on Calgary's arena project. But here are a few things we do know. The Flames formally took over management of the Saddle Dome August 1st of 1994, and since then have assumed the responsibility of the day-to-day operations of the building. They, by that, have a vested interest in maximizing the number of dates the facility is used and the revenue that is generated during events at the Dome. Since the Dome hosted its first NHL game, 25 new buildings have been developed around the league. With each new building came new developments and new ideas that helped attract more events, improve the experience for fans, improve working facilities for team personnel and broadcasters, and maximize potential revenues from building use. In short, despite being relatively young in facility years, it's become antiquated by modern multi-purpose standards. Over the course of this program, we intend to look at the process of designing, building, and then opening an NHL-ready arena facility. We will talk to many experts involved in this process, including architects and club presidents. But we won't forget the fan either, who remains the most important piece of this puzzle. It's difficult to have any conversation about a building, a new arena or stadium project, without asking two questions. How much will it cost, and who will pay for it? It's important to note that the 49th parallel not only acts as the border between the United States and Canada, but it also separates two traditionally differing value systems when it comes to public money and the homes of professional sports teams. When interviewing a number of our guests for this program, we were reminded on many occasions that what may work in the United States doesn't necessarily fly in Canada and vice versa. In Canada, there's an emphasis on private funding if possible, while in the States, there are countless examples of public funding initiatives such as bond issuances and localized sales tax zones helping to partially or totally fund construction projects. Having said all of that, there appears to be no hard and fast rules in Canada for building arenas. Or are there? Recently, a number of arena and stadium projects have come into the public eye, including new CFL stadium proposals in Hamilton, Regina, Winnipeg, and the discussion of a possible facility in the Maritimes, likely Moncton. While four of the six Canadian NHL teams have modern buildings, there have been three new projects that have garnered attention in the past couple of months, such as Edmonton, and to a lesser extent, Calgary. And the most public discussion was surrounding the construction of a new arena in Quebec City that in turn would hopefully lead to the NHL coming back to the former home of the Nordiques. It was during the discussion of the feasibility of a building in Quebec that some of the most public dialogue on federal government participation in projects like this was held. When asked about the stadium proposal in Regina and an arena in Quebec City, Prime Minister Stephen Harper seemed to leave the door open a crack.
We're going to have to examine our options. These projects, the two you mentioned, were not identified as priority projects for the big infrastructure spending we just had. So in terms of going forward, as I said, we're going to have to, whatever we do in these two cities, we have to be prepared to do everywhere. So we're going to look at our options in that regard. Ultimately, though, professional sports teams themselves have to be sound business propositions.
Now, as any politician would, the Prime Minister did his best to leave all options open without getting anybody's hopes too high.
As everyone knows, I'm a big sports fan, teams of the National Hockey League and the Canadian Football League, and we understand that these are very important to communities, to our large communities across the country, and obviously we want to see these operations, which are important to people, thrive. That said, these are professional business operations, and the government does not, has never directly financed professional sports clubs. So that's important to remember. Now, in terms of financing major sports facilities, there are demands here, there are demands in Quebec City, I'm aware of demands elsewhere. you know, in terms of financing any of these things going forward, we're going to have to respect the precedents we've had in the past and be sure that any treatment we're prepared to give to one major city, we're prepared to give to all. So obviously we'll be looking at our options in that context.
It's safe to say that both historically and moving forward, public funding of arena projects is never on the back of just one level of government. All three, municipal, provincial, and federal, are targets for funding. Here in Alberta, both NHL teams are looking at building new arenas. But if Premier Ed Stelmach's comments this past September are any indication, they shouldn't look to the province to fund their construction.
As I said before, there won't be any public money going to the arenas. We're trying to catch up with a badly needed infrastructure in health and schools. Just coming back from Ottawa, and of course the pressure is on the federal government to participate in some way in building the arena, but that's not the case here.
Now, having said that, the Premier did leave the door open for some assistance.
Our teams are doing well. I know the pressures in terms of the need for either refurbishing or new arenas. And as I said before, we're prepared to provide the infrastructure to the buildings, whether it be LRT, any of the other supporting infrastructure, but the building itself will be private sector.
The reality is, in these tough economic times, it would likely be political suicide for any politician, or any team for that matter, to make the case for complete public funding of a new arena project. And quite honestly, any public money that is associated to a project like this will be highly scrutinized. The reality is, there is likely going to be some sort of public money going to any project here in Alberta or elsewhere in Canada. But is it an investment? Is it a loan? Is it from an existing infrastructure program? Or is it some other type of creative funding? All of that has yet to be determined. For the record, the Calgary Flames have made no public comment on how they intend to pay for their new building. The Saddle Dome was publicly built as part of the 1988 Winter Olympics bid. More recently, both the Vancouver Canucks and the Montreal Canadiens buildings were privately funded. Scotiabank Place, the home of the Ottawa Senators, was built with loans, some of which came from different levels of government. Well, officially, the ACC in Toronto is listed as being built with creative funding. We referenced the Edmonton Oilers in their pursuit of a new building. The proposal in the provincial capital goes well beyond a new home for the Oilers and is essentially a project to revitalize the downtown core. The hockey club's owner, Daryl Cates, has pledged $100 million of his own money to the construction of the arena and $100 million more to the development of what is now called the Arena District. In return, the Oilers would operate the new arena and thus garner the bulk of the revenue. The debate now rages over where will the rest of the money come from to fund the entire project and what is a reasonable expectation for revitalizing downtown Edmonton. To help get their message out and sway public opinion in their favor, the Edmonton Oilers have been very aggressive in marketing their ideas. If you're interested in just how they're going about this, you should visit their website, www.revitalizedowntown.ca. As we mentioned, at this point, very little has been discussed publicly by the Calgary Flames, let alone the launch of any major PR campaign to try and curry favor for a new building. Rest assured that what the Oilers are doing and how they're doing it is being watched very closely, and it's not out of the question that a similar campaign could come to our city in the near future. Now, when we come back, we'll take a closer look at the financing of one of Canada's newest multi-purpose arena facilities.